Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us all make a conscious choice to rejoice and be glad in it. I am Dr. Ilona Sanders. I've been in ministry for over 30 years and recently retired from full-time pastoral ministry. My background was in deliverance ministry, and it was during that time that I developed my philosophy for deliverance ministry, which is in three parts. As I stated before, that just that one third is about deliverance from darkness. And the other two thirds is where I have landed since 2010. And that's on empowerment and destiny fulfillment. So my philosophy for deliverance is not all about darkness, demons, and devils around every corner, because when God began to speak to me, he said my people could break free, but they can't stay free. They get delivered, but they're not staying delivered, meaning that something else needed to happen. And we began to look at the words as recorded by Jesus the Christ when he says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he looks for a place to rest. But when he finds none, he says, I'm going right back where I come from, and take seven others. And we focus there. But my focus and my purpose now is to bring us on into empowerment and destiny fulfillment. There is a poem that I love to read, and it's an anonymous writer, so we don't know who to give credit for. But it's called, I Bargained with Life for a Penny. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my canny score. For life is a just employer. It gives you what you ask. But once you set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. So ladies and gentlemen, it's just up to us that anything we set our hearts and our mind to do, life is a just employer. The entire universe, ministering angels, and everything in spiritual law is working for us. The famous American entrepreneur and animator Walt Disney says, all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. If you can dream it, you can do it. And then he went on to say, it's kind of fun to do the impossible. Why is it that we can make up our mind, conceive of something, focus on it, and achieve it? We are the only species, the only created beings that have this ability to set goals and decide that we're going to shift, change, move, evolve, and become something that we can dare dream. It is because we are uniquely divine, and everything that we are just like our Creator God. We are just like Him. We have what I call a rich inner life of the kingdom. Jesus the Christ said that the kingdom of God is within you. And within that kingdom, everything flows out of that. Now, you know my background. You know, I'm a pastor. I've been in ministry close to 40 years. I've been in church much longer than that. So this is my foundation, and this is my reference point for a lot that we do. And we were raised up thinking that anything that bad happened to us, it was the devil. If something good happened, it was God. And we was just a victim in the middle. Well, that is just a misnomer. And that is not the way that we have been created. We've been created with this rich inner life of the kingdom of God. And everything that we need is within us. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is already in us. It is infinite. It is boundless. It is limitless. All the love, abundance, joy, peace, success, Any good thing that you could think of resides within us, and it is unlimited. But now, there is something else that runs with us called resistance. And I want to take a minute to talk about that, because we're going to run into resistance at every turn. Resistance, and another word for that, we can call it unreasonable reasons. But as creative people, as entrepreneurs, and that's anybody that's willing to step out from the norm and dare to take a chance on themselves and take a chance on their creative ability, you're going to run into resistance. Why? Because you're no longer running with the pack. You're no longer running with everyone else's reality. But you begin to hear the beat of a drum from within your own heart and within your own spirit. That's what each and every one of us are doing, even coming in this direction. You know, when it comes to people, friends, and family, they're the first ones to discourage you or to tell you what you ought to do, or if I was you, I wouldn't do, or why you running with that group, or why you joining that scam. You know, it goes on and on. But entrepreneurs, and that's you and I, we are people that take risks, because that word literally means that we are people who take a risk, meaning that you're betting on yourself. You're believing that you have the power and the ability to create something. You dare to dream, you dare to imagine, and then move out with that. And so there are a list of forces that are arrayed against people like you and I, against everyone really, but in particularly people that disconnect themselves from what we deem is secure, from what we deem is normal, from what we deem will keep us safe. When we step outside of that and says, I'm going to bet on me, then fear, self-doubt, procrastination, addictions, distractions, timidity, ego, narcissism, self-loathing, perfectionism, you name it. It's a whole list of things that we find ourselves up against every day. Our rational, reasonable thoughts, our friends and our family. How many have ever heard you say to yourself, come on now, be reasonable? Or other people will say to you, you got to be reasonable, or that just doesn't make common sense. Well, if you and I want to get to this place called great and see the success that we know that we can have, we have to go a little bit deeper and a little bit further than the surface. You see, all of us are here in total life changes, and we all have the same opportunity. The playing field is even when it comes to that. The opportunity is here for each and every one of us. But then because we are individual people from different backgrounds and different experiences, we may not all move the same. We may not all achieve the same. But if we all take care of resistance, each and every one of us can meet the level of success that we are pursuing. So whenever you pursue any calling, that's anything that will propel your life forward, you're going to run into resistance. As I said before, resistance is not a demon. It's a part of your ego mind. It's invisible. It's infallible. It's universal. It never sleeps. And listen, it plays for keeps. Resistance is a beast. And I want to give full credit to Mr. Stephen Pressfield for this work. And he wrote a trilogy of books called The Art of War, Do the Work, and The Professional. But resistance, beloved, is a beast. It plays for keeps. It will argue you down tooth and nail. And I'm painting a picture so you can see what resistance is. Resistance is a part of the ego mind, the flesh mind, the carnal nature, whatever you want to call it. Its job is to keep you small, comfortable, reasonable, rational. And it shows up in many ways. Resistance will take on any role it needs to take on to keep you under its control. It'll talk to you in a spiritual voice. It'll quote scripture to you. It'll bring back anything from your past. It'll bring up anything it needs to do to keep you from moving forward. Anytime that you're in your head and you're wondering and you're going over and reasoning and trying to figure things out over and over again, resistance is on board. It's like the chatterbox that lives in your head that never ever stops? If you notice that chatterbox that is in your head that talks all the time, have you ever slowed down enough to really hear your own inner dialogue and realize that it takes both sides of the argument? It'll argue for and against at the same time. And I'm telling you, it is an endless battle when you're up against resistance, but we do have a remedy for it. So I shared with you some of the common things about the unreasonable reasons that come up when you want to move forward. I can speak to you very well about this because I want to tell you that you'll deal with resistance from now until you leave this physical earthly dimension, and we get smarter about how we use the power and the tools that God has given us to move past resistance, right? So you don't want to get in a tug of war because that's wasted energy. But what you want to do is, I'm going to share with you today how to use your tools that God has given to you. I call them spiritual success tools to move past resistance. And when you, once you recognize how resistance shows up for you, you recognize it, you acknowledge it, and then you tap inwardly to begin to bring up the tools that you need to move past it and to go on. And Stephen Pressfield said this in his book, Do the Work, about resistance when he said it's infallible. He said, like a magnetized needle floating on the surface of oil, resistance will unfailingly point to true north, meaning that calling or action that's most important to you that it wants to stop, that's what it's going to point to. In other words, the rule of thumb is this: the more important a call or action is to our soul's evolution, the more resistance we will feel towards pursuing it. So in my background, we were taught that anytime that there was opposition, it was the devil. Or if you had too much opposition, that meant stop because God didn't want you to go that way. And we ended on that more times than not, that if we felt too much resistance, too much opposition, too much trouble, we thought it was God saying, don't do it. And we didn't do it. But beloved, if we're never challenged, we will never grow. We will never stretch. We will never move. And what I'm learning in this season is that you don't get to be the expert. You don't get to be the storyteller or the role model until you stretch, you grow, and you move past, and you earn the right, or you are qualified to teach. So resistance is not something that you're going to beat in the head one time and it's going to be over. I want you to know that. It will come up again and again as you continue to evolve, grow, and move. So what does it look like for us, even in total life changes? Resistance will show up about not making the phone calls, not plugging into the system, not following up with your customers, not making events that you know that you qualify for. You will come up with reasons and excuses not to move forward. So resistance shows up as, I don't have time today. This is not the right time. I'm not ready. And I told you the famous saying, start before you're ready. I don't have the money. My husband, my wife, my family, etc. Those are the five most common reasons that people use. Even when you're dealing with your prospects and they have objections, you're going to notice that these are some of the five areas that they will use about not joining the business or not joining the company. And it's a way to help people see past that. Because, you know, people always have an either or mindset. And they'll say, I don't have the money right now because I'm on a budget and we want to pay off bills. Or I don't have the money right now because I just moved and I need to buy new furniture. But there's always a way, beloved. There's always a way. And we want to shift from an either or mentality into both. How can I do both? Robert Kiyosaki said in his famous book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that the moment we say, I can't afford something, we shut our brain down. But the moment we ask, how can I afford it? And you need to do that little exercise with yourself. If you say, I cannot, or I don't see how, In your spirit, you could feel your energy go right down to a rested, neutral position. But the moment you ask the question, how can I afford it? You'll feel energy rise in your spirit and your mind will get activated. Start trying to help you find a way that you can get it done. Let me show you a couple of other ways that resistance will show up for you. And this is huge because many times when you're trying to move forward and take on a new venture or get your business up and moving, resistance can show up as confusion, where you'll become confused, so cloudy and so foggy that you don't know what to do. And I bet you if I was to ask for a show of hands, how many of you have ever been in a place of confusion, even about what to do with this business, how to work the business, how to go forward, or should you continue, or should you go back? But now that we have our hand to the plow, we all must make a decision to continue to go forward. So resistance will show up as confusion. And it can confuse you so badly until you're just throwing the towel. Now, I just wrote a blog post about what to do when you are totally confused. And the first thing is to do nothing, but that's a temporary do nothing. That's not a permanent do nothing. That's like I'm going to take a couple of hours and I'm going to get quiet and get still, do nothing. Right? So when you're totally confused, you don't ever want to throw in the towel, but you do want to slow down enough to do what? Tap into that rich inner life. Because beloved, I'm telling you, all your answers, everything you need to know is within you. Number two, resistance can show up as illness sometimes. You could be fine, doing fine, could have not been sick for years. And the moment you take a step forward and venture out, all of a sudden, all these things are showing up. Your body is starting to break down in different areas. Remember, all this is that messages that was in your subconscious mind very deeply in an unconscious state is remembering that you said you wanted to be safe. You didn't want to be criticized. You didn't want to be judged. You were afraid of success. You were afraid of failure. And so your ego mind feels that it has a responsibility, is doing its job to protect you. And so by any means necessary, so we're in almost like a yin-yang kind of a thing, or we have a dichotomy here. But remember, it's those messages that are deeply ingrained that we are responding to every single day of our lives. That is why we could take full responsibility, because a long time ago, you may have shied away. My example, when I was young and in school, I was teased merciless. I didn't look all that good going to school back in the day. And I was teased merciless. So I learned to shrink. I learned to pull back. I learned to make myself hide because I did not want to endure that criticism. So there was a message. There was a message deeply ingrained in my subconscious mind that I want to be safe and I really don't want to be seen. So what did I do? I took a vow of invisibility. I was fearing to be seen because I thought that on a deeper level that if people really got a good look at me up close, they would see that I was defective. You see, we don't believe that we have those kind of messages ingrained in us, but we do. But thank goodness that we are able to come to a place of freedom. Number three, resistance can also show up as forgetfulness, right? You'll forget to make phone calls. You'll forget to follow up. You'll forget to make meetings. You'll forget to make sure that your auto ship is turned on. This is another way that resistance can show up. It'll show up as lethargy sometime, where you just can't seem to get yourself together, even though you've taken your NRG or your Nutriverse. And if that lethargy persists, start looking to see if maybe if that's resistance, just trying to keep you from taking the next step forward, which also goes into procrastination. Procrastination, you know, is rooted in perfectionism, and perfectionism is rooted in fear and fear of your self-worth being judged, right? And we all know the big one, fear. Fear shows up many ways. Self-doubt, self-loathing. Resistance will show itself in many ways. But now, how do you move past resistance? How do you move past it? That's why it's so important to start learning how to get quiet and tap into your rich inner life of the kingdom of God that is within you, because everything that you need will begin to flow out of that. Peace is a very important force that you want to tap into, because what's going to happen when you get quiet and you settle down and you begin to ask the right questions? How can I make this business work? How can I use the gifts and the talents that you have given to me and make this work? As our coach just stated, we're not going to lose ourselves to fit in. We cannot be exactly like someone else. Now, we can duplicate systems, right? Because systems are duplicatable. But we cannot be someone else. You have to be yourself. You have to tap into what I call your SASS, your S-A-S-S, your strongest, authentic, spiritual self. And why I say authentic, because if you are like me and you're multi-gifted and multi-talented, you could do many things and do pretty good at it. But you want to get to your authentic self. You want to be so still and so quiet that you begin to hear the song of your heart sing. Every one of you on this call, there is a song that your heart wants to sing to the world. And what is that song? That is you in full expression of who God put you in this earth realm to be. You want to be able to tap into that song, hear it, and let it flow out through the world. So you have to find out and ask the questions, how can I work this business using my gifts, my talents, my abilities, and flow out of that to make this business successful? And this is how you move past resistance. When you hear and when you understand, or when you feel or you sense or you have some intuition or a light bulb go off or you hear words, you begin to tap into that and follow it. Write it down. Meditate on it. Speak it out. That will allow you to start moving past resistance. And then we have been told that the angels that have been sent to help us, they began to move differently, because now you're given voice to what was spoken to you. The psalmist said that the angels excel in strength when they hear us give voice to the word of God, or what was spoken, or what you heard deep within your spirit. Now you have angelic assistance. Now, because you are still and you have taken time to tap in, you are flowing out of your divine self, your God self. Now you're in perfect alignment with spiritual law. And all of that is working for you as well. And so it is worth it not to get frazzled, not to get upset, not to get stressed, not to become discouraged or dismayed, you know, and quit, but to tap in. When you feel it coming, because you can feel these things coming afar off. When you feel it, you have to remember, no, I'm on the right track. I know that I'm here for a reason and a purpose. And I'm just going to take a minute and get still and get quiet. And then I'm going to flow out of my rich inner life of the kingdom of God within me. All right. So let's wrap this up today. Remember, resistance is an invisible, infallible force that's a beast that will be with you. But there is a way to move past that. When you recognize some of those attributes of resistance, when you recognize it, you want to get still, number one. You want to turn your focus and your attention inward and tap into your rich inner life. You want to ask the right questions. You want to be still so that you can feel, you can sense, you can hear, and gain clarity, right? Clarity is king. The clearer you are on your goals, your dreams, where you're moving forward to, the clearer you can get on where you really want to end up, you can accelerate your goals or accelerate your process. So you want to gain clarity. You want to write down what you hear. You want to meditate what you hear. You want to speak out of your mouth boldly and affirm what it is that you're hearing. And then you want to take inspired action, because faith without works is dead, beloved. All right, so we want you to just practice this, put these spiritual success tools into motion, and you will begin to see your life shift, change, evolve, and you will look like in the natural what you see in the spirit. In other words, your outer circumstance or your realm of appearance will begin to match up and align with what you have been seeing in your spirit all along. All right, beloved, I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day and your week. Until our next virtual connection, be blessed. Bye now. For joining us today, please go over to ElonaSanders.com, ElonaSanders.com, and download your copy of today's message.